感谢主今天给我有机会与弟兄姊妹一起交通。
I really thank the Lord that I have the opportunity to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
今天我想要跟弟兄姊妹交通的主题就是生命的道路。
And the topic of this morning's fellowship is the path of life.
我想我们都知道这个生命的道路是何等的重要。
I believe every one of us understand the importance of this path of life.
因为生命的道路把我们引到神的面前。
Because the path of life will lead us before God.
这生命的道路使我们与神面对面。
Because we will see God face to face in this path of life.
这生命的道路不仅仅给我们喜乐，而且给我们满足的喜乐。
And this path of life not only gives us joy, but fullness of joy.
不仅给我们福乐，乃是永远的福乐。
And not only pleasures for now, but is forevermore.
我想请弟兄姊妹一起翻开诗篇十六篇。
I want brother and sister to turn with me to Psalms 16.
诗篇十六篇，我们来读第十一节。
Chapter 16 of Psalm, let's read verse 11.
诗篇十六篇十一节，你必将生命的道路指示我。在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。这里特别提到生命的道路。
Here especially mentioned the path of life.
而且这个道路在原文是单数的。
And originally in the original text, this path is singular.
所以他特别提到有一条路是生命的道路。
And here it mentions there is one path that is the path of life.
能够把我们带到神的面前
And this path leads us before God.
使我们与他面对面
So that we see him face to face.
所以我们能够瞻仰他的荣美
So that we can look upon his glory.
我们可以在他殿中求问
That we can seek and ask before his temple.
在这里他把他永远的他把他满足的喜乐给了我们
And here he will give us the fullness of joy.
在这里他也把永远的福乐给我们
And here he also gives us the pleasure forevermore.
所以盼望我们都能够找到这条路。
And we desire that every one of us will find this path.
我们来到神的面前。
Because we come before God.
我们知道这一首诗是大卫的诗。
We know that this hymn is by David.
什么是诗呢？
What is a song?
诗乃是我们在神面前属灵经历的发表。
And this is the expression of our spiritual experience before God.
我想我们每一个人如果与主同行，与他交通。
And I think every one of us, when we have a fellowship with the Lord.
很自然的我们就产生了属灵的经历。
And very naturally, the spiritual experience will fall in our life.
这个经历如果在我们生命中的发表就是诗。
And in this experience, to express in our life will become a song.
但是这里所提到的不仅是大卫的诗，而且是大卫的金诗。
But here it mentioned that it is not just a psalm of David, but a mitchum.
这个金诗在原文的意思不容易明白。
And in the original text, this mitchum is not easily understood.
许多认识希伯来原文的这些圣经学者发现。
And the biblical scholar that understands the original Hebrew text, can tell us.
它大概有两个很主要的意思。
Here it means that this has two important meanings.
其中一个呢，它的意思是非常宝贵的。
For one, it points to that this psalm is very precious.
就好像一个金子经过火炼之后变成金晶一样，那个宝贵。
And the preciousness is like gold being purified, became pure gold, and it is that precious.
也可以好像那个最宝贵的那个珠宝的意思。
And also like the most precious jewel that you have.
所以它的第一个意思呢，就是非常的宝贵。
So the first meaning it is this is very very precious.
那第二个意思呢，就是它是一个秘密。
And the second meaning that this is a secret.
是一个奥秘。
This is a mystery.
而且呢，他是说到了他的隐藏的经历。
And this is talking about the hidden experience before God.
所以有些英文的圣经，包括我们中文圣经在里，他就把它翻成金诗。
So some translation, translated, including the Chinese text, saying that this is the golden hymn.
所以呢，这里说到，在神的眼中，这个经历是非常宝贵的。
And this tells us that before God, this experience is very, very important.
这是一个隐藏的。
And this is a hidden experience.
所以，因着大卫有这样的经历，所以他能够说，哦，你必将生命的道路指示我。
And because David has this experience, therefore he can say, "You will show me the path of life."
所以在我们今天谈到生命的道路之前呢，我们来看诗和经诗不同的地方。
So today, before we talk about the path of life, we want to talk about the comparison between a psalm and a mitzvah.
我想圣经上有一个人物，他的经历呢，很适合我们来解释这一段的圣经。
And I think there is a character in the Bible that we can use to illustrate the difference here.
就是约伯的经历。
And this is the experience of Job.
我们知道约伯是一个与神同行的人。
We know Job is a person who walked with God.
约伯是一个与神交通的人。
He is a person who has fellowship with God.
因着他长时间与神同行。
And because he journeyed with the Lord for a long time.
所以在他身上产生一个见证。
So in his life, there is a testimony.
神能够为他做见证。
God can witness for him.
神说他是完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And God says that he is a righteous man, that he shunned evil.
他与神同行的结果，可以在约伯第二十九章看得到。
And the result of how he walked before God, you can see that in chapter 29.
在二十九章第二节特别提到，他说唯愿，就是约伯讲的，他说唯愿我的景况如从前的月份，如神保守我的日子。
And in chapter 29 verse 2 here says, Job said it himself, Oh that I were as in months past, as in the days when God watched over me.
所以当他与神同行的时候，他的结果他知道他是蒙神保守的人。
When he walks with God, he knows that he is a person who is protected by God.
不仅如此，你看第三节，他说：“那时他的灯照在我头上，我借他的光行过黑暗。”
Here in verse 3, you also see when his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness.
所以约伯不仅是蒙神保守的人，约伯也是蒙神引导的人。
And not only he is.Being kept by God, he is also one who is led by God.
第四节说，我愿如壮年的时候，那时我在帐篷中，神待我有密友之情。
And in verse 4, here says, just as I was in the days of my prime, when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent.
所以他与神有密友之情，他们好像朋友一样，能够分享秘密。
And here it tells us that he and God has a very friendly relationship that they can share secret between them.
第五节讲到神祝福他。
And here in verse 5 it talks about how God blessed him.
他说全能者仍与我同在，我的儿女都环绕我。
Then verse 5 says, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were around me.
所以他有一个很好的家庭，而且令人羡慕。
And he has a good family that everyone admires.
第六节说到他的财产富足，他非常富有。
And verse 6 tells us how wealthy he is.
他说乃多可洗我的脚，磐石为我出油成河。
When my steps were bathed with cream, and the rock pour out rivers of oil for me.
第七到第十节讲到他怎么受人尊重。
And from verse 7 to verse 10 it tells us how he was respect by everyone.
他说我出到城门，在街上设立座位，少年人见我而回避，老年人也起身站立，王子都停止说话，用手捂口，首领静默无声，舌头贴住上膛。
In verse 7, when I went out to the gate by the city, when I took my seat in the open square, the young man saw me and hid, and the aged arose and stood.The princes refrained from talking and put their hands on their mouth. The voice of noble was hushed, and their tongue stuck to the roof of their mouth.
十一节说到他的智慧。
And verse 11 tells us of his wisdom.
他说耳朵听我的就称我有福，眼睛看我的便称赞我。
When the ear heard, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw, then it approved me.
十二节说，因我拯救哀苦的困哀求的困苦人和无人帮助的孤儿。
Verse 12, because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless and the one who had no helper.
从十二节到十七节都讲到他行公义好怜悯。
And from verse 11 to verse 17, it tells us how he walked in righteousness and he desired mercy.
后面我们就不读。
And then these we will not read.
十八节，我们跳到十八节。
Let's jump to verse 18.
十八节说到他认为他日子满足的时候呢，他可以就去见主了。
And in verse 18, it tells us that he thinks that his day is full, he's ready to see the Lord.
十八节说，我便说我必死在家中，必增添我的日子多如尘沙。
Then I said, I shall die in the nest and multiply my days as the sand.
十九节到二十五节说了他的荣耀。
Then from 19 to 25, it tells of his glory.
我们读十九跟二十节，我的根长到水边，露水中叶沾在我的枝上，我的荣耀在我身上增新，我的弓在手中日强。
Verse 19 and 20, my root is spread out to the root water, and the dew rise all night on my branch. My glory is fresh within me, and my bow is renewed in my hand.
二十九章是一篇诗。
And here, Job 29 is a song.
是一个与神同行、不住与神交通的人所产生生活的见证。
And this is the testimony of a person who walks with God and continually abides with Him.
他是一个蒙神保守的人。
He was one who kept by God.
他是一个蒙神引导的人。
He is also one who is led by God.
他与神有密友之情。
And between him and God, there is a relationship of friendship.
他有一个蒙神祝福的家庭。
He also has a family that is blessed by God.
他是一个富有的人。
And he is also a wealthy person.
他受人尊重。
He was respected by others.
他有属灵的智慧。
And he also has the spiritual wisdom.
他行公义，好怜悯。
Because he walked in righteousness and he desired mercy.
他可以在日子满足的时候去见主。
And he can be full of his days and to go see the Lord.
他的荣耀彰显在人的面前。
And his glory is shown before men.
这是一个令人羡慕的人生。
And this is a life that is admired by many.
这是一个与神同行的人。
And this is a person who walked with God.
但是弟兄姊妹，这只不过是一首诗而已。
But brothers and sisters, this is only a hymn.
如果我们读约伯记第一章跟第二章，
If we read Job chapter 1 and 2,
我们看见神可以为着他与仇敌挑战。
You see that God can challenge the enemy by Job's life.
神愿意把他周围的篱笆给撤除。
And God is willing to take away the hedges around him.
每一个属神的人周围都有一个看不见的篱笆。
Everyone who belongs to God, they have hedges around them that you cannot see.
神保守他。
Because God kept him.
仇敌不能够越过这个界限。
And the enemy are not allowed to pass that hedges.
但是现在神对撒旦说，
But now God said to Satan,
他所有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害他。
Everything is in your hand.But you cannot harm his life.
我们知道结果就在一天之内，他的牛羊驴骆驼。
And the result is that in one day's time, that all of his cattle,
以及他的仆人、儿女、房屋，全部失去。
He has lost everything, including his children and his servants.
但是约伯在神面前站住了。
But Job stood before the God.
他说：“我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。”
And he said that naked I came from my mother, and I shall return.
他说：“赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。”
And he said, "It is Jehovah God who gives, and it is He who takes away, and glory be to the name of Jehovah."
我们知道接下来仇敌仍然不甘心。
But we know that the enemy is not satisfied.
所以神就对撒旦说，他在你手中，只是要存留他的性命。
So, God said to Satan again that everything is in your hand, but you shall not harm his life.
接下来我们就要从脚掌到头顶都长了毒疮，他坐在灰尘中，用瓦片挂他的身体。
And the result of that is from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head, he grew sores. And he sat in the ashes with the clay he would scrape himself.
甚至他的妻子都说，你弃绝神去死吧。
And even his wife told him, curse God and die.
但是约伯仍然持守向着神的纯正。
But Job kept his righteousness before God.
结果有三个他的朋友从远方来看他。
And three friends came to visit with him.
远处看到约伯都不认识他了。
And they would not recognize him from far off.
所以他们就大声痛哭。
And they wept bitterly.
与他坐在灰尘里面七天七夜不说话。
And they sat down with him in the ashes.For 7 days, 7 nights, did not speak.
后来我们知道约伯开始咒诅自己的生日。
And now we see Job started to curse his own birthday.
约伯是一个敬畏神的人，他不敢咒诅神。
Because he is one who feared God, therefore he would not curse God.
所以他开始咒诅自己的生日。
And he started to curse his own birthday.
因着这个缘故，他的三个朋友开始有反应。
And because of this, his three friends started to have reaction.
他们开始对他误会了。
When they start to misunderstand him,
他们开始定他的罪。
They started to condemn him.
甚至开始控告他。
And to accuse him.
因为他们觉得神是公义的，约伯因着犯罪的缘故，所以受神惩罚。
And because they felt that God is righteous, and all these things happened to Job because of Job's sin.
当然，我们知道约伯并不是这个样子。
But of course we know that this is not the condition of Job.
所以约伯完全不明白他现在所处的处境。
And although Job do not understand how come he is in this situation.
所以那时候他的光景呢，就是约伯记第三十章给我们看到一点点。
And his condition is what we've seen in chapter 30 of Job.
三十章在第一节到第八节就讲到一些从前他看不起的人。
And here in chapter 30, verse 1 to 8, we see some the people that Job despised in the past.
但是你看到第三十章第九节的，你就发觉了这些他所藐视的，现在在戏笑他。
And those whom he despised in the past, now is laughing at.
他说：“现在这些人以我为歌曲，以我为笑谈。”就第九节。
In verse 9 it says, "And now I am their taunting song. Yes, I am their byword."
第十节说了他们厌弃他。
In verse 10 it says that they are taunting.
他们厌恶我，躲在旁边站着，不住的吐唾沫在我脸上。
And they keep far from me. They do not hesitate to spit in my face.
第十六节讲到他心的悲伤。
And in verse 16, it tells how his heart sorrowed.
现在我心极其悲伤，困苦的日子将我抓住。第十六节。
Verse 16, and now my soul is poured out because of my blood. The day of affliction took hold of me.
十七节说了他的身体的疼痛。
And verse 17 tells us of the pain in his body.
他说夜间我里面的骨头刺我，疼痛不止，好像引我。17节
Verse 17, my bones are pierced in me at night, and my groaning pain take no rest.
19节说到神惩罚他。
And verse 19, he says that God punished him.
他说神把我扔在淤泥中，我就像尘土和炉灰一般。
He has cast me into mire, and I have become like dust and ashes.
第20节说到神不听他的呼求。
And verse 20,talks of God does not answer his call.
他主啊，我呼求你，你不应允我。我站起来，你就定睛看我。
Verse 20, I cry out to you, but you do not answer me. I stand up and you regard me.
一个这么敬畏神的人，与神同行的人，一下子就落在这样的一个情形下面。
And such a person who feared God and walked with God, and all of a sudden, all these things happened to him.
就在这么痛苦的时候呢，他得到了一点点的启示和亮光。
And in such pain and anguish, he received a little bit of enlightenment.
那是记载在约伯记二十三章第十节。
And it is recorded in chapter 23, verse 10.
他说：“然而他知道我，他知道我所行的路。”他试炼我之后，我必如金经。
Chapter 23, verse 10. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold.
所以后来果然约伯在神的手中成为金经。
And truly we saw at the end, Job became pure gold before God.
所以这一段的经历的发表就是金丝。
And the experience of what he suffered became the mission.
在神的眼中，这是宝贵的，这是奥秘，这是金丝。
And because this is precious before God, and this is in the secret, and it is treasure before God.
诗篇十六篇是大卫的金丝。
And Psalm 16, it is the mission of David.
所以大卫也有同样的经历。
Because David has a similar experience.
我们知道大卫从小放羊。
We know that David tended the sheep when he was young.
那时候，他说他是被他父母遗弃。
And he said it himself that he was rejected by his parents.
但是耶和华收留他。
But the Lord Jehovah took him in.
所以在旷野牧羊的时候呢，他与神有非常密切的关系。
So when he was tending the sheep in the wilderness, he has a close relationship with God.
他与神同行，他亲近神。
He walked with God and he drew close to God.
他写了很多的诗帮助我们。
And he wrote many hymns, songs to help us.
圣经上说他是以色列的美歌者。
And the Bible tells us he is the sweet psalmist in the Bible.
但是他在这么多的诗里面呢，他写了几篇金诗。
But out of all of his songs, he wrote a few of these mentions.
因为他有特别的经历。
Because he has special experience.
我们知道他不仅写诗，他也能够弹琴。
We know that not only he is able to write the songs, he also can play the harp.
他弹这个琴的，不仅仅声音好听，而且带着属灵的能力。
Not only he, when he plays the harp, it is pleasant to the ears.But it has the spiritual strength.
因为当他弹琴的时候，能够驱赶恶魔。
Because when he plays his harp, he can chase away the demons.
他这么年轻的时候去牧羊，这相当危险的事情。
And when he was very young, when he went to tend the sheep, it was a very dangerous task.
所以他有时候碰到熊，有时候碰到狮子。
And sometimes he will encounter bears, and other times he will encounter lions.
但是靠着神的保守，他胜过了。熊跟狮子。
But by the keeping power of God, he was able to overcome.
有一天他显在人的面前。
And one day when he was manifested before men.
因为他打败了哥利亚。
Because he has defeated Goliath.
我们知道哥利亚是一个高壮的伟人。
And we know that Goliath was a giant.
整个以色列人都怕他。
The entire Israel army was afraid of him.
包括扫罗王在内。
And this included King Saul.
但是大卫呢，打败了哥利亚。
But David has defeated Goliath.
所以你看见这一段的经历实在是非常的美。
And we saw that this experience was very beautiful.
我们看见一个人从小就亲近神。
And we saw a person who grew close to God since he was young.
从小就爱神的话。
And he loved God's word.
从小他就愿与神同行。
And from his youth, he is willing to walk with God.
神把他从牧羊的人带到可以带当王的这个地位。
And when he went from a shepherd to a person who can be king.
但是接着呢，他开始逃难。
But after that, he started to run after to flee for his life.
那些称赞他的人。后来在追逼他。
Those who praised him in the past They are the one who pursued after.
扫罗在那里逼迫他，追赶他。
And Saul was persecuting him to chase after him.
他被带到一个地步。
He was led to such a point.
他在仇敌的面前，在扫罗的面前。
He was led to a point that before Saul, before his enemy.
他说：“我不过像个死狗，像一个个蚤而已。”
And he said that he was but like a dead dog or a flea.
在这样子的一个经历下面，他写下了经诗。
And it, under such experience, he wrote these legends.
为什么神允许像约伯、像大卫他们要经历这样的经历呢？
So how come God allows people like Job or people like David to go through these kind of experiences?
因为只有像大卫这样被带到这么卑微的地步，他才可以真正的做以色列的王。
And it is because only when David was led to such a lowly point, he can truly be the king for Israel.
因为在神眼中的王跟世上的王不同。
Because the king that is in God's eye is different than the king that is in this world.
主说世上的王、君王跟大臣，他是超权管束你们。
And God told the Israelites that the kings in this world, they want to rule over you.
但是神心目中的王呢，就好像主自己一样。
But the king that is in God's eyes, it is like the Lord himself.
他说我来了，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且舍命做多人的赎价。
And the Lord said that I come not to serve, not to be served, but to serve and to give his life.To be the ransom for many.
为什么我们不能够服侍人？
How come we could not serve others?
因为我们太高了。
Because we are too high.
所以我们在服侍的时候常常伤了人。
So therefore, when we serve, very often we will hurt others.
就好像摩西一出来服侍就打死了人。
And it is like Moses, when he first came out to serve, he killed someone.
只有像大卫这样被带到这么卑微的地步。
Only when a person like David was led to such a lowly point.
像个死狗，像个个蚤一样。
He was like a dead dog and like a flea.
他开始懂得怎么来服侍神的选民。
He started to learn how to serve the chosen people of God.
所以他成为神心目中的王。
Then he became the king that is in the heart of God.
他的经历的发表就是经诗
and the expression of his experience it became the legend
所以有了这样的经历他就有了把握
when they have such experience then he has the assurance
就像诗篇十六篇十一节讲的你必将生命的道指示我
and it's like what Psalm 16 verse 11 says you will show me the path of life
所以他现在非常有把握
Now he has the assurance.
他说我知道我在你的面前有满足的喜乐在你右手中有永远的福乐
I know in your presence is the fullness of joy and at your right hand are pleasure forevermore
你知道一般我们觉得属灵的生命是越过越成熟的
Ordinarily, we would think that the spiritual life it is more mature as you go on.
因为这个生命是如此的美丽，就好像一首诗一样。
And because this life it is very beautiful, just like a song.
但是这个生命呢，不是给人欣赏的。
But this life was not to be admired by people.
这个生命也不是给自己欣赏的。
Nor was it for you to admire.
乃是为着供应，为着服侍用的。
But this life, it is for supply and for service.
这就是为什么当生命成熟的时候呢，必须要被倾倒下来。
That's why when this life became mature, it needs to be poured out.
这是为什么当葡萄成熟的时候呢，它不是留在枝子上给人看的。
So therefore, when the grape is matured on the vine, it is not staying on the vine for people to admire.
也不是说当橄榄成熟的时候留在树上给人看见它的荣华它的荣耀
and also it is like the olives that when it's mature it is not staying on the tree for people to see the glory and see the beauty
而是 采下来丢在油榨或者酒榨里面，榨出油和榨出酒来。
But it is to be plucked down from the tree and to put in the oil press and the wine press to be broken.
当人
to flow with oil and wine.
当人受伤的时候呢，这个油能够安慰人家。
And when other people is hurt, then this oil can comfort others.
当人在经过冬天寒冷的时候呢，它能够给人酒，给人喜乐，给人生命。
And when you go through, when other people go through winters, then this wine can bring forth warmness and also joy.
这个经历就是克西玛利园的经历。
And this experience is the experience of the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以彼得在彼得前书第一章第七节那边告诉我们。
And so in First Peter chapter one, chapter one verse seven.
他说叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比那被火试炼仍然能坏的金子更显为宝贵。
Chapter 1 verse 7 where it says that the
叫你们的信心
the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire may be found to praise honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
对，所以他就说可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞荣耀尊贵。
So that this can be praised and have honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以什么样的人能够在耶稣基督显现的时候得到荣耀得到称赞得到尊贵呢？
So who can receive the praise the honor and the glory when Jesus Christ appears?
他必须经过试炼。
This person must be tested.
马拉基书第三章第二节也告诉我们一句话。
And in Malachi chapter 3 verse 2 it tells us also.
第三章第二节。
Chapter 3 verse 2.
讲到我们主回来的日子。
And it talks about the day of our Lord's return.
他说他来的日子谁能当得起呢？他显现的日子谁能站立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的剑。
In Malachi chapter 3 verse 2 But who can endure the day of his coming and who can stand with his appearing for he is like the refiner's fire and like the launderer's soap
所以我们主回来的时候非常的荣耀
When our Lord returned it is so glorious
谁可以站得住谁可以当得起
Who can endure and who can stand
谁可以在他的面前得到荣耀称赞尊贵
Who before him can receive all the praises honor and glory
就是有这样经历的人。
It is those who have such experience.
约伯之前是与神同行的人。
Job was a person who walked with God.
他有约伯二十九章这么美的经历。
He had the experience of chapter 29 before God.
但是他后来说，那时他只是风闻有你。
But he testified himself that.Back then, he only had heard of God by the hearing of the ear.
但是经历过那些隐藏的不为人知的那种经历之后呢，他说：“我现在亲眼看见你。”
But now he experienced those experiences that not to be known by men. Now he said, "I see you with my own eyes."
以前他有很多的委屈，他要跟神去申诉。
And before he had many sufferings that he wanted to tell God.
最后他说，他是在灰尘跟炉灰中懊悔自己。
But at the end, he says that I am repenting and regretting of myself in dust and ashes.
以前神和人可以见证约伯是一个敬畏神的人。
In the past, God and man can testify that that Job was one who feared God.
之后人再看见他，人看见了他所敬畏的那一位神。
But after this experience, when people see Job, they can see the God that Job feared.
以前人可以说他是完全的。
And in the past, other people can say that he is a perfect man.
但是现在人看到天父的完全。
But now other people will see the complete and perfectness of the Father.
你如果读第三章，他在抱怨他的生日的时候。
When you read chapter 3, when you are reading about his cursing of his own birthday,
他有一句话很特别,
and there is something very special there.
他说我所恐惧的临到我身，我所惧怕的迎我而来。
And he said that what I fear come upon me, what I'm afraid of come toward me.
他还没有遭遇这些艰难的时候呢，他里面已经有一个恐惧。
Because before he actually encountered all these difficulties, in him there was a fear.
为什么他与神这么亲近的时候，神这么祝福他的时候，他里面还有恐惧呢？
So why is it that when this person is so close to God, he would have such a fear within him?
罗马书告诉我们,
In the book of Romans, and it tells us that we did not receive a spirit of servant to fear.
所以以前在约伯的心里面, 虽然神这么祝福他, 他仍然害怕。
So although God blessed him greatly, he still had this fear within him.
就说到了他的爱还不完全。
And this speaks of his love for God was not perfect.
他真怕他有一天出错了，神要惩罚他。
And he was afraid that one day he did something wrong, God would punish him.
但是罗马书告诉我，你们所受的乃是儿子的灵，所以你们呼喊阿巴父。
But Romans tells us that we receive the spirit of sonship to call out Abba Father.
因为在爱里没有惧怕。
Because in love there is no fear.
惧怕中含着刑罚。
Because in fear there will punishment.
所以在约伯之前, 虽然与神同行这么久,
so in the past, Job has walked with God for so long.
神这么祝福他,
God has blessed him greatly.
但是他里面仍然是一个奴仆的灵。
But in him was the spirit of a servant.
但是经过了这些经历以后呢, 现在他有儿子的灵在里面, 能够呼喊阿巴父。
But after these experiences, he has the spirit of the son that he can call out Abba Father.
现在他不仅仅 是有天赋的完全, 他在爱里面也能够完全。
And not only he has the perfectness of the Father, he also has the perfectness in love.
这个是生命的道路。
And this is the way of life.
但是很奇妙的就是说, 我们如果读使徒行传第二章28节。
And but very marvelously, when we read Acts chapter 2, verse 28,
那里彼得说到一篇信息，就引用了诗篇16篇后面几节的话。
And here, Peter's in the ending of his message, he quoted this passage from chapter 16.
他也特别提到了生命的道路。
He also mentioned that this way of life.
但是很奇妙，他用的道路却是复数的。
But here, the ways is
在诗篇16篇它是单数的路，生命的道路。
In Psalms chapter 16, this path is the singular.
但是当应用在主耶稣上的时候呢，它特别是讲到是复数的道路，是生命的道路。
But when this was applied to our Lord Jesus and mentioned the way of life, this way is plural.
为什么变成了复数的道路呢？
How come this became plural?
那是因为这一条生命的道路呢，在生命上有许多不同的表现。
It is because this way of life in a different life has different expressions.
这也就是诗篇16篇里面的内容所告诉我。
And this is the content of chapter 16 tells us.
因为诗篇16篇第一节告诉我们，他说：“神啊，求你保佑我，因为我倚靠你。”
And chapter 16, Psalms, verse 1, it tells us that preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust.
所以生命的道路，它第一个表现就说到这个生命乃是一个倚靠的生命。
Then the first expression of this life is a life that dependent on God.
我们常常都觉得自己是依靠神的。
And very often we feel that we need to depend on God.
但是我们常常不懂什么叫做依靠。
However, we do not understand what is depending on God.
我们知道在伊甸园的时候呢，亚当夏娃就在这一点上失败了。
And we know that this is the point where Adam and Eve failed when they were in the Garden of Eden.
因为他们没有拣选生命树这个树。
Because they failed to choose the fruit of the tree of life.
因为生命树的代表我们知道就是倚靠的生命。
Because this fruit of the tree of life represents a dependent life.
他们选择了知识分别善恶树的果子。
But they chose the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以从此以后，哦。
Therefore, from then on,
我们可以说每一天都在经历这样的拣选。
And we can say that every day we go through experiences of this kind of choice.
我们常常在大的事情上，我们依靠神。
And very often we would come to depend on God on great matters.
但是我们没有在凡事上来依靠他。
But we do not come to him in all things.
因为分别善恶树告诉我们的乃是对跟错的分别。
Because the knowledge of good and evil, what it tells us is the right and the wrong.
但是生命树的原则呢，超越对和错。
But the principle of the tree of life, it surpasses wrong and right.
所以在箴言的第十四章跟十六章重复的说了一句话。
So in Proverbs chapter 14 and 16, it repeated the same sentence.
他说有一条路，人以为正，最终要成为死亡的路。
And it says here that there is a path that it seems right to men, but its end is destruction.
这说到了对于一般不信主的人。
And this speaks of for those who do not believe the Lord.
他们有一条路，他们觉得是正的，但至终要领他到死亡的路。
And it says that there is a way that they think that it is right for them, but this way will lead them to death.
但是我们知道，就是人想要靠自己行义来讨神的喜悦，他以为这是正路，最终却是引到死亡的道路。
And this tells us that a man thought that there is a way that by himself he can please God, and when he thought this is the right way, but this way will lead him to death at the end.
但是对我们来说，这句话又是何等的真实。
But this is also true in our life.
因为我们常常也留在那个对和错的里面。
Because very often we will stay in the stage of right and wrong.
这也造成我们很多的困扰。
And this became perpetual.
因为有的时候我们觉得我们坚持对的事情，我们以为这就是引到生命，但事实上呢，这是引到死亡。
And very often we will insist on what we thought to be right, and we thought this will lead to life. However, this led us to death.
因为就像四世纪所代表的那个原则。
And it is like the principle that we see in the book of Judges.
因为四世纪讲到当时以色列民呢，他们非常悲惨的一段历史。
And this tells us a history of a tragedy for the Israelites.
那圣灵对他有一个总结。
And the Holy Spirit gives a conclusion to this.
他说那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
And the Spirit tells us that at that time there is no king for the Israelites.And they walk according to their own will.
换句话说，他们的问题还不在于他们行他们眼中看为恶的事情。
And in other words, this is not talking about they walk in the way that is evil in their eyes.
如果他们是按着自己眼中所行的恶去行的话，我们都有个了解。
If they walk according to what is evil in their eyes, we can understand.
但圣经上说，他们每一个都是按着自己眼中看为对的事情去行。
But the Bible tells us that they walk according to what they see to be right.
造成他们很大的困扰。
And this became a difficulty for them.
因为我们认为对的事情，不一定是神眼中看为对的。
Because whatever we consider to be right might not be what God sees as right.
就算我们认为对的事情，也是神眼中看为对的事情。
even if what we see is right, it is what God considered to be right.
如果不在生命的里面，仍然带下死亡。
If we do not do it in life, it will still bring death.
常常我们认为对的事情，造成我们很大的分裂，很大的问题。
And very often, the things that we consider to be right brought us divisions and separations.
但是生命跟爱呢，能够使我们合一。
But only life and love will cause us to be united.
主自己是最有资格做对的事情。
Because the Lord Himself is the one who has the most right to do what is right.
他没有罪，也不知罪。
Because He has no sin and He did not knew sin.
他如果做事情，绝对不会错。
When He do something, for sure He will be right.
但是他说，只凭着自己，不能做什么。
But He said, the Son by Himself will do nothing.
他不是去做对和错的事情。
He did not go and just do what is right or wrong.
他乃是去摸那个生命的源头，乃是父。
And that He came and come in touch with the source of life, who is the Father.
常常是因为我们觉得对，我们把它加在弟兄姊妹的身上呢，就我们反而失去那个生命。
And very often we consider something to be right, and we put that upon our brother or our sister, and we lost the life.
所以对的事情必须是在圣灵的引导底下说出才有用。
And the right things must be speak out from the Spirit with love, then it's useful.
以弗所书第四章告诉我们。
So in Ephesians chapter 4 tells us.
他有一天我们众人都要在真道上同归于一。
That one day we will come to the unity of the faith.
认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
That we may know the Son of God and we come to the maturity of the body of Christ.
所以有一天我们都会在真道上合一。
And because one day we will come to the unity of the faith.
但在达到这个合一之前呢，我们要保守在圣灵里面合而为一的心。
And but before we reach that unity, we need to diligently keep that faith that is within us.
所以不管是对和是错。
So no matter it is right or wrong.
不管是大和小。
No matter it's great or small.
倚靠的生命就是凡事要依靠他。
And we need to depend on the life. It is on all things to depend on Him.
要像主一样，只凭着自己，不敢做什么。
It would be like the Lord that He says by the Son He would do nothing.
他怎么看见，他才怎么做。
However He sees the Father does, He do.
他怎么听见，他怎么判断。
However He heard from the Father, He will judge.
所以每一次都要把我们带回到源头。
And every time it should bring us back to the source.
而这不是靠我们自己的判断。
It is not by our own judgment.
所以这里给我们看见生命的道路，第一条就是讲到一个倚靠的生命。
And here we see that the first thing about the path of life is a dependent one.
第二节给我们看见这是一个顺服的生命。
And the second verse it tells us that this is an obedient life.
他说我的心呐、啊，你曾对耶和华说你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Verse 2 O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
所以大卫认识这个生命的路。
And David know this way of life.
他知道他在主的面前只是一个奴仆。
And he understood that before the Lord he was but a servant.
主是这绝对的主人。
And he is the absolute master.
在他，在主自己以外，他没有任何的好处。
We know that outside of the Lord, he has no goodness.
所以一切的人事物都不能够影响他。
So therefore, nothing outside of the Lord can influence him.
所以他说，我的好处不在你以外。
So it says here, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
所以这是顺服的生命。
And this is the life of obedience.
第三节就说到了一个爱的生命。
And in verse 3 it talks about a life of love.
他说论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我所喜悦的。
And here it says as the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight.
他能够爱所有神的儿女。
He is able to love all of those of the children of God.
因为人的爱很不可靠。
Because the love of man is not dependable.
人的爱呢，基本上只是一种情感。
The love of man, basically, it is talking about an emotion.
情感会因着环境而改变。
An emotion can change because of the circumstances.
情感会因着对象来改变。
And emotion also changes because of who you are applying to it.
情感也会因着时间而改变。
And also time can change your emotion.
我们的情感只能爱那些可爱的。
Our emotion could love those who are lovable.
我们的情感只能爱那些跟我们有同样背景的。
And we can love those who have similar background to us.
我们只能爱跟我们有同样看法的。
And also we can love those who see things the same way as we do.
我们能够爱那些可能跟我们个性相近的人。
And we can love those who have a similar personality than us.
但是神的爱是不看对象。
But God's love does not talk about the subject of the love.
神爱世人。
Because God loves the world.
神的爱是一爱就永久不衰。
And God's love lasts forever.
神的爱不分对象。
And God's love does not depend on the subject.
因为神叫日头照好人也照歹人。
Because God causes the sun to shine on the good, the righteous, and the evil.
降雨给义人也给不义的人。
And the rain will shower upon those who are righteous and not righteous.
爱，神的爱是一种性格。
Because God's love is a character.
不会改变，像柱子一样。
And it is like the pillar will not change.
我们常常没有这样的爱。
Very often we don't have such love.
因为真的爱呢，是长久受苦，还有恩慈。
And because such love is long suffering and have mercy.
我们长久受苦，不发脾气，咬着牙就不错了。
If we have long suffering and we do not show our temper, it is already very good.
但他还有恩慈。
But he said this is with mercy.
爱是凡事包容。凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐。
And love also bear all things and hope in all things and
凡是忍耐，凡是盼望。
And have patience and have hope.
因着没有爱的缘故呢，我们就很容易做一件事情，就是论断。
And because we do not have love, then we often do one thing, which is to judge others.
论断之后就是定罪。
And after judgment is condemnation.
所以主要是在马太福音第七章啊，你告诉我们。
So therefore in Matthew chapter 7, Lord Jesus told us.
不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
And he says, judge not, lest you be judged.
那路加福音第六章讲得更厉害了。
And Luke chapter 6 say it even more severely.
他说不要论断人，也不要定人的罪。
And it says here, do not judge others, do not condemn others.
如果你这样做的话，有什么事情发生呢？
It says, if you do this, what will happen?
要用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下游的倒在你的怀里。
And it says that it will be poured into you.
37-38.
Verse 37-38, judge not, and you shall not be judged.Condemn not, that you shall not condemn. Forgiven, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom.
所以我们常觉得就是说，如果你给人，你有好多的要给你，对不对？
Very often when we read this verse, we tell that when we give to other people, then all these things will be given to you.
但主的意思是说，如果你论断，你定罪呢，连摇带按，上尖下又倒在你怀里。
But here, if you read the verse before, you understand that what this is talking about, if you judge other people, then the full measure will be given back to you.
因为爱能遮掩一切的过错。
Because love can cover all the sins.
我们知道挪亚的故事。
We know the story of Noah.
挪亚种了葡萄园，喝了酒，赤身露体在帐篷里。
And we know that Noah he had planted a vineyard, he drank the wine, and he was drunk in his own tent, in the Amygdala.
结果大概迦南看见了，就告诉他的爸爸韩，韩看见了呢，又告诉他的兄弟闪跟亚佛。
And so Canaan went in and saw the grandfather. He went out and told his father, Shem, and Shem told his brother.
结果我们知道，闪跟亚佛倒退的进去，拿着一个衣服把他盖住。
And we, so we know that Japheth and Shem backed up into the tent and covered his father's shame.
这是什么？这是爱能遮掩一切的过程。
And this is speaking of love can cover all the transgression.
当罗亚醒来的时候，咒诅韩跟迦南。
And when Noah woke up, he cursed Canaan and Japheth.
迦南 Canaan 然后祝福闪跟亚佛
and he blessed Shem and Japheth.
所以你看见这个爱是何等的重要
so you see how important love is.
为什么爱是要遮盖一切呢
why is it that love need to cover all things?
为的是将来可以挽回
it's so that you can restore in the future.
爱并不是说要遮盖这些过错，让它埋在那里面。
Love does not cover all these transgressions so that you can bury it.
而是为了将来能够挽回它。
It is for the future that you may restore it.
主说他是他喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。
And the Lord says he loved mercy and did not like the offering.
我们如果不怜悯人，也要受不怜悯人的审判。
And if we have no mercy for others, we shall be judged mercilessly.
怜悯是向审判夸胜。
And because mercy overcame judgment.
生命的道路乃是一条爱的道路。
And the path of life is a path of love.
当你看见有过错的时候呢，爱遮掩一切的过错，好将来恢复它。而不是去论断去宣扬
and when you see the transgressions love cover the transgressions so that you may recover them in the future
所以大卫说论到世上的圣民他们又美又善是我最喜悦
and so therefore David said as for the saints who are on the earth they are the excellent ones in whom it's all my delight
如果我们真的走在这个生命的道路上，你爱一切的生命。
And if we really truly walk in this path of love, then we will love all the saints.
当我们被带到一个地步，像死狗、像各种的时候呢，我们看每一个人都尊贵。
And when we will lead to a point where we will like dead dogs or the fleas, then we see everyone as lovable.
第四节讲到，这是一个。分别为圣的圣洁的生命。
And verse 4, we see that this is a life that is separated to be holy before God.
以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增，他们所浇奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。
In verse 4, their sorrows shall be multiplied who have been after other gods.Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor pick up their names on my lips.
生命的道路是把自己从一切的人事物分别出来，单单的归给神。
And the path of life is to separate your life to be holy before God.
如果在主之外，其他的人事物在我们里面有地位的话。
And if we have a portion of our desire is for anything outside of God.
愁苦要加增。
Our sorrow will increase, will multiply.
我们真的在主面前看我们的愁苦。
And if we go and look at our own suffering,
我们都是用别的代替了耶和华。
We will find the answer that we use other gods to substitute for Jehovah.
所以在这里给我们看见，我生命的道路 乃是一个分别为圣，一个圣洁的道路。
And so here we see that the path of life is the life that is separated wholly to God.
第五节、第六节给我们看见一个被剥夺的生命。
And a verse 5 and 6, it is a life that it has been stripped down.
是一个被倒空的生命。
It is a life that is poured out.
是一个降卑的生命。
It is a life that humbles itself.
它的结果呢，就是耶和华成了他的产业。
And the result is Jehovah became his inheritance.
就像诗篇所告诉我们的、
like、
就像诗歌，像有些诗歌告诉我们的、
like、some song have told us.
你所取去的你自己来代替。
And it tells us that whatever God takes away he substituted with himself.
当我们真正被剥夺的时候呢，神自己成了我们的产业。
When we are truly being poured out then God himself became our inheritance.
这个意思是什么呢？
What is the meaning of it?
神不是给你一些恩赐。
This is not talking about God giving you some gifts.
而是把他自己的生命、自己的性格组织在我们里面。
It is talking about God forming His character and His own life in your life.
这就是为什么在第五节说，他说：“耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。”
There it says, "O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup."You maintain my life. You maintain my life.
我所有的你都为我持守。
And the line has fallen to me in verse.
第五节的后面，就是我所得的你为我持守。
You maintain my life. You uphold my life.
这个东西没有人可以拿掉的，神把我们持守了。
Because this thing cannot be taken away by man.Because God kept it.
因为神已经把他的生命、他的性格组织在我们里面，没有人可以拿走，他为我们持守。
When He has woven His own character in our life, no one can take this away.
恩赐跟祝福就好像一个器皿，上面用毛笔画了一个图案。
And the blessings and gifts are like using a pen writing on a cup.
你一擦就擦掉。
As soon as you wipe it, it's gone.
但当主把他自己的生命性格组织在我们里面的时候呢？
But when the Lord woven His character in our life,
就好像图案被烧进了这个器皿里面。
And it is like the pattern was burned into the vessel.
再一擦也擦不掉了。
You can no longer wipe it away.
这就是这里所说的，我所得的，你为我持守。
And here it says.You have maintained my life.
用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
And the vine has fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
换句话说呢，所有的环境，他都看见神的美意。
And it is saying that in all the circumstances, you see the good will of God.
不管神把它摆在山上，摆在低谷。
No matter you will put on the mountain that God or put in the valley.
万事互相效力，叫爱神的益处。
And all things will work together for good for those who love Him.
第七节给我们看见，这个生命呢是一个受引导的生命。
And verse 7, we see that this is a life that is led.
我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。
I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons.
所以你看见这个人的生命乃是个受引导的生命。
And you see that this person's life is a life that was led.
这个人的生命乃是受圣灵约束的生命。
And this life is a life that is constrained by the Holy Spirit.
他能够按着里面恩膏的教训而行。
And he can walk according to the anointing by the Holy Spirit.
他能够听见那微小的声音。
He can hear the still small voice.
许多人都在问，怎么样我们能够听到微小的声音？
And many people would ask, how can we hear the still small voice?
怎么样我们可以摸到那个恩膏的教训？
And many would ask, how do we touch the anointing of the Holy Spirit?
圣经给我们看见有两个很重要的原则。
And the Bible shows us very, very important principle.
就是爱，第一个就是爱。
And the first is love.
我们都记得在《生命记》15章那边告诉我们一段故事。
And we remember a story that tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 5.
15章。
Chapter 15.
那讲到有一个希伯来人服侍了另外一个希伯来人六年。
And here it tells us a Hebrew has served another Hebrew for 6 years.
所以第七年他给自由了。
And on the seventh year he will be let out free.
但他不愿意走。
But he's not willing to go.
因为他爱他的主人跟爱他主人的家。
But because he loved his master and his master's house.
所以主人就把他带到门框旁边给他耳朵穿洞。
And so the master will lead him to the doorpost and pierce his ears.
换句话就开通了他的耳朵。
Or open his ears.
所以我们的耳朵怎么样向圣灵开启？
So how can our ears be opened up to the Holy Spirit?
一个很重要的原因，很重要的原则，就是你要爱你的主，跟你主人的家。
And a very, very important principle is that you must love your master and your master's house.
你要爱主，跟主的教会。
And you need to love the Lord and love His church.
你如果要爱主跟世上的圣民。
And if you love the Lord and the saints on the earth,
你耳朵就开启了。
Then your ears will be open.
你能够听见那微小的声音。
Then you can hear the still small voice.
第二个重要原则就是顺服。
And the second principle is to be obedient.
诗篇四十篇大卫告诉我们。
In Psalm 40, David told.
大卫说：“神，你开通了我的耳朵。”
And here it says, "My ears you have opened."
为什么？因为四十章第八节告诉我们，他对神说：“因为我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心。”
I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart.
大卫有一个顺服的心
，because David has an obedient heart.
他乐意照主的旨意行。
He delight in doing God's will.
很多时候，我们顺服主，却是非常心不甘情不愿的。
And very often that we obey the Lord, we are not willing.
一个乐意顺服主的心，主开通他的耳朵。
But a person who delights in doing God's will, the Lord will open his ears.
所以他的生命的道路乃是一个受引导的生命。
So therefore this life, it is a life that is being led.
好，从第八节到第十节，我们看见这个生命呢是一个联合的生命。
And from verse 8 to verse 10, we see that this life is a life of union.
他说：“我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。因此，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。”
Verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand. I shall not move. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices.My flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption.
在《使徒行传》第二章，是这一段话是应用在我们主的身上。
And in Acts chapter 2, this portion was used on our Lord.
因为我们的主的确从死里复活。
Because our Lord was resurrected from the dead.
但这一段话也应用在我们的身上。
But this portion of words can also be applied to us.
所以如果我们在死的形状上与他联合，也要在复活的形状上与他联合。
Because if we are united with him in death, we will also be united with him in resurrection.
所以这个生命乃是一个死而复活的生命。
And this life is a life that is going through death and resurrection.
这是一个联合的生命。
This is a life of union.
大卫被带到死地。
David has been led to the point of death.
所以后来神让他升高。
So God raised him up.
约伯被带到死地。
And Job also was led to death.
但是呢，神也让他升高。
And God also raised him.
有一天，神要把我们带到死地。
And one day, God will lead all of us to death.
他要带领我们从死里复活。
But he also will lead us from death to resurrection.
所以在使徒行传第二章二十八节讲到这段话的时候。
So in Acts chapter
28.
Chapter 2, 28.
他讲到你必将生命的道路指示我的时候，这句话呢 它变成了完成式，说你已经将生命的道路指示了我。
And here it says that you will show me the path of life, the ways of life, and it is a complete sentence because it is, has already been done.
对，所以你看见到了主耶稣的身上，这已经成为事实了。
Because on our Lord Jesus, this became reality.
所以今天这个生命的道路不仅仅是摆在我们前面。
So therefore, today this life is not only put in before.
就好像大卫在诗篇十一篇十六篇十一节所讲的，你必将生命的道路指示我。
And it is like David said in chapter 16 of verse 11, saying that you will show me the path of life.
他不仅在我们的前面，
Not only it is before,
而且他要带领我们经过，因为你已经将生命的道路指示我。
And not only this is put before us, but you will lead us through because you have already shown us the path of life.
到时候把我们带到神的面前，与他面对面。
And at that time, we will be brought before God to see Him face to face.
那我们就真的经历到，在他面前。有满足的喜乐。
Then we will truly experience that before Him would be the fullness of joy.
在他右手中有永远的福。
And in His right hand there will be pleasure forevermore.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word.
主，我们再次感谢你。
Let we truly thank you.
你爱我们爱到这样的一个地步。
You love us to such an extent.
因为把你自己给我们。
That you would give yourself to us.
你不仅赐给我们生命，还需要我们得到更丰盛的生命。
And not only you give us life, but you want us to obtain more abundance.
你把生命的道路摆在我们的面前。
You put before us the path of life.
让我们真是学习在这生命里面懂得怎么来依靠你。
So that we truly learn how to depend on you in this life.
怎么能够学习来顺服你
？And how we can learn to be obedient to you.
怎么样能够与世俗的分别
？And how we can be separated from this world？
怎么样能够不仅爱你，也能够爱所有你的儿女
？And how we can love not only you but all of your children？
你自己成为我们的产业
，And you become our inheritance。
你引导我们走前面的道路
，And you lead us in the path。
让我们虽然经过死荫的幽谷，但你与我们同在。
But although we walk through the valley of the shadow of death。That you are with us.
让我们真是在死的形状上与你联合。
And not only we are united with you in death.
而且能够在复活的形状上与你联合。
But also be united with you in resurrection.
引我们带到你的面前，有着敞着脸，能够看见你的荣耀。
So that we can come before you with our face looking at your glory.
好像从镜子里反照。
As if in the reflection of the mirror,
就变成你的形状，荣上加荣。
And we will transform into your image from glory to glory.
愿你祝福我们。
May you bless.
把你更多的自己给我们。
And you will give more of yourself to us.
让我们更深的来爱你。
May we love you even deeper.
听我们的祷告。